Shkalim Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey 4-5. The Mishnah now begins to move off topic. Since we're talking about leftover money and what to do with it, we're now going to talk about leftover ketores and what to do with it. Now, the ketores is the incense that was brought in the base of Mikdash. There's a very fixed recipe for making the ketores. It includes 11 different ingredients, which in total amount to 368 maneh. A maneh is 100 dinar. So wait, you think of a maneh as roughly a pound or half a kilo. It's in that range. So 368 maneh is the total batch that's produced basically once a year. And you have to produce this year's ketores with the money that was given for the machzor shekel for this year, because it's part of the karbonos tzibur. The incense offering is a communal offering like everything else. This is a unique communal offering that was brought in the Kodesh, meaning in the Heichel, the temple sanctuary building, offered on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden incense altar, which is inside the building in the Kodesh there, as opposed to the other Korbanos and Menachos and Nesachim, which are offered on the outer Mizbeach, out in front of, if you will, meaning to the east of that building. And the incense was offered in two portions, half a maneh in the morning after the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim, after the Tamid Shel HaShachar, after the morning daily offering, and the other half of the maneh of weight of incense was offered in the afternoon after the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. So that means that over the course of an average year has 365 days, so you'll be left over with 3 maneh worth of incense powder. Now, of course, the Jewish year is like a lunisolar year, and we do have, on most years, it's 12 lunar months, which amounts to 354 days. But we have a correcting mechanism, as I'm sure you know, where we have what's called intercalation. We add an extra month. We actually add 7 extra months over the course of 19 years. That's a setup, which fixes up the 209 days that after 19 years, we've fallen behind, if you will, if we hadn't intercalated these extra months with the other Shani. So it's going to work out that over the long run, meaning over the course of 19 years, the average year in the Jewish calendar will also be 365, or 365 and a quarter, days. Now, 365 days on average, but 368 maneh means on average running an excess. We have a surplus of basically 3 maneh per year. Now, it's not quite that simple. The truth is that there's another use for the incense. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He takes Malach Hafnav, like two hands together, cupped full of incense. That's basically another half a maneh. Okay, so the truth is that we use 365 and a half maneh a year. So we're left with 2.5 maneh per year that's going to be surplus. Now, you can't use last year's incense this year, because this year's Korbanos from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, including incense, must be purchased with this year's machzor shekels that were contributed. So, what do you do? So, the Mishnah is basically going to say we have a procedure whereby we deconsecrate the incense from this year, and then we reconsecrate it with the Kedusha by repurchasing it with the coins that were donated from this year. And that way we sort of recycle the Kedusha, if you will, taking off last year's Kedusha off of the incense powder and putting on this year's machzor shekel Kedusha, if you will. Okay, now it's actually a 4-step process in the Mishnah. It's a little involved, but I'll run through it maybe even twice if I feel it needs to be repeated to make sure it's clear. Here we go. So it says, Mosar Ketores, the extra Ketores that's being left over at year's end. Mahayu Osenba, what do you do with that? Oh, I should have said, it's not an option to do a smaller batch of ketores. When you make the incense, the ketores, it must be made in the full recipe, which amounts to 368 maneh. Or in truth, you could do a half recipe, which ends up being 184, which is also a possibility. But in any case, less than that, smaller batch of that, you cannot do with the incense. So that's why we're forced to have this problem. So the Mishnah says, Mafrishin memena schar ha'omnin. Step one is you remove from it the wages for the workers. The workers here are referring, an uman is a professional craftsman. We're talking about the craftsmen who are experts in manufacturing the katoras. This is the art all to itself, and there's a family, the Avtinas family, who knew how to do it just right, and they're the ones who were paid, and we're going to use money that's given as machzeh shekel to pay them. This is what we saw previously in the perek. You can pay for the manufacture of the lechem upon him, so too for the katoras. Now, confusing. Get out your pencil. When it says mimena, from it, we're referring now to money from the container that from which the truma was taken, in which the truma was taken from the lishka. So, although the beginning of the sentence says katoras, when we say mafrishin mimena schar ha'umnin, we mean we take money from the container, the aleph, beis, gimel, alpha, beta, gamma containers, and we'll set that money aside as the wages of the workers. Okay, so put in pencil, mimena means from the money, not from the powder. Now, that act of setting aside their wages is going to be effective in deconsecrating the machzeh shekel money, removing the kedusha from it. Normally, to be mechalel, to deconsecrate money that was invested with kedusha, you need to have a formal kinyan, a transaction happening, but the lumdus here is that when the machzeh shekel is collected, it's done conditionally, as set the conditions set forth by the Bezin, that from the outset, it's conditional that this money can be deconsecrated for this very purpose. And therefore, setting in step one of the process of this kind of repo setup that you'll see in a moment. So what we do is we set aside cash from the machzeh shekel for the wages of the workers, and that setting aside the cash already deconsecrates those machzeh shekel coins. So now they're just chulin coins, no longer machzeh shekel coins with kedusha machzeh shekel. And then step two is umechalin osa al schar umnin. Then we deconsecrate it onto the money of the workers. Now the it is referring to the incense from the leftover incense. What we're doing is we're now going to deconsecrate the leftover incense by transferring its sanctity onto those machzeh shekel coins, which had been deconsecrated when they were set aside to be wages for the workers. That's step two. So now, after step one, we had deconsecrated coins earmarked for wages. After step two, we have deconsecrated old katoras, and the wages are invested with the kedusha. Step three is Benosin osa leumnen bescharan. Now you give it to the craftsmen for their wages. The it here is now, we're talking about the deconsecrated incense powder. So since it's deconsecrated, we're paying the workers in kind. We're giving them, instead of cash, we're giving them incense. That's the value of their wages. And then step four in the process is vechozen velokhen osa mitruma chadasha. We then go and repurchase from the craftsmen the incense powder that's in their hands, which is deconsecrated, which happened to be from last year's batch. But now when we repurchase it from them, we use the coins from this year's machzeh shekel. And in so doing, we invest the incense powder with the kedusha of this year's machzeh shekel. The same way, anytime the Beis Din goes and purchases something from any third-party merchant with machzeh shekel money to buy cows for korbanos or flour for menachos, etc., that invests it with the kedusha when it's transferring, deconsecrates the machzeh shekel, and yes, consecrates the whatever the cow or the flour that they're purchasing, etc. So too over here, when we purchase the incense powder from these craftsmen, we are deconsecrating the machzeh shekels that were collected from this year, and we are reconsecrating with this year's kedusha the powder that we purchased back from them. And now we can put that powder back to use as incense powder for this year's katoras uses. Okay, so those are the four steps. I almost want to repeat it because I know it's very hard to follow the first time through, but I'm not going to because this is a recording. I'll leave it to you to replay a second time if you want to hear it a second time. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is like a new point, almost like a new Mishnah. It's addressing the question, what happens if we haven't got the money that should have been collected for this year's machzeh shekel through these purchases? That could happen if, for example, let's say Jerusalem's under siege, so new funds can't get in. And if we don't, even if the people of Jerusalem made their donations of Matzah Shekel for this calendar year, to do the first of the three trumas, we need to have enough coins in the lishka, in the chamber there, to withdraw those three containers three times. So that's like 108 liters, plus minus. So I said that was something like around 1,000 kilos, or about a metric ton of silver coins. That's a lot of coins. So if you don't have that, and the requisite number of coins to make the full withdrawal of the, with a full three containers worth, so then what do you do? So the answer is going to be, so then, although you can't do the mitzvah of the new Machzor Shekel, at least you'll use last year's coins, and that's going to be acceptable b'dieved. And that's what the Mishnah says. In the context of our Mishnah, we're talking about purchasing ketores, again, but really this halacha would apply to all the various things that need to be purchased for Korbanos Tzibur. If you don't have enough money this year, with this year's collection, you'll use last year's money to purchase the additional animals, etc., for this year. And the Mishnah says inside, Im baya chadash bizmano, if the new coins came in time, then lokchin osa metruma chadasha. So then you'll purchase the incense, that's the context of our Mishnah, but like I said, so you'd purchase the incense that you're repurchasing from the workers with the truma chadasha, the new sample of coins that were taken from the chamber on the first of Nisan. V'im lav, and if you just can't, you don't have new coins yet, you couldn't do the truma because you don't have enough coins yet, so then, min hayashana, then you'll use last year's coins, the old coins, what could you do? That is not the ideal, it's not the mitzvah, l'chachila, but b'dieved, certainly it's acceptable, so that's what you do for purchasing incense, and like I said, for anything else as well. If you don't have more coins from this year, and you need to buy more, whatever it is, animals for the various Tamidin and Musafin, again, you'd use last year's coins, and that's going to be acceptable, bitty of it.